Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Winning State of Mind. This is Alex Davis. If you're listening in 2024, thank you so much for tuning in. This is the first episode of 2024, if I'm not mistaken. And we had a brief hiatus, mostly because Anchor was switching as an app and it wasn't perfect. So I had issues getting my account. And for a second, like, I was locked out of some of my monetization. So I just was focusing on primarily digital marketing, web design, search engine optimization, pay-per-click advertising, things like that. Just like making sure I knew how to use Google Analytics. For if you don't know what any of this stuff is, that's okay. That's literally my day job that I'm talking about, and it's basically how to get your website found for what people are searching for online in a nutshell. Primarily Google. But if you want to make a website for a specific thing and you want to get found by a specific audience, that's where I come in. I come in and create a whole entire strategy and implement it for you, or I can delegate. I can do everything, honestly, with that. And it took, I've been doing that for 5 years. That's just a little bit backstory more on me. And I'm thankful that I've learned everything that I've learned up to this point now. Even from a reporting standpoint and setting up reporting and understanding what reporting should look like and setting up actual reports and templates and things like that. It can get overwhelming at times, but that's really life, you know? And that kind of leads perfectly into what I want to talk about today, which is life being overwhelming, not primarily, but also you kind of just having to deal with things on your own in the first place. And no matter what, it's up to you to make change in your life. And it's an interesting story. So I actually recently reached out to someone about just an interview in general for my podcast, because I started doing that, and they brought up a point of they felt like they aligned more with spirituality, from a God standpoint, like Christian standpoint, and they weren't necessarily sure if they could align with my podcast. So it was a very humbling experience, actually, because it made me realize maybe I have been shying away from showing the love of Jesus Christ. And for those that don't really know me that well, which I feel like is a lot of people in general, but probably more than I even expect that listen to this show, I have been in church my whole life. I'm not only a believer in Jesus because I went to church. I have experience going to a youth group, and that kind of, I would say, helped shape me into who I wanted to be and who I am. But I think that was my first ever hope of God, or my first ever sign of hope in general, just being fully understood of, you know, if life is bad now, one day it won't be, because God. And so you could say I was coping at that point. And as time went on, you know, eventually I started getting more curious, after kind of taking some time away. And I think that happens to a lot of kids that start in a Christian church and stuff, and then they kind of go away to college and they kind of get exposed to things and they try different things and things that they weren't necessarily allowed to try, maybe growing up too, is like the more Christian, quote unquote, like your parents are, like more strict or whatever. So yeah, I wasn't necessarily fully in through college, but after college, you know, and like I feel like in college I felt like I kind of had most things I wanted. Like I felt like I was in a really good spot, like a really great spot with just life in general, and it felt like it wasn't going to change. Then post college, life changed a little bit more in the way that, okay, I'm not as much quote unquote him as I was in college. You know, like I don't have as much money, so I need to get my money up. I don't have as many readily like friends in my area I can just call, you know, I can go out with. Like I need to meet new people. I need to like put myself out there. I need to figure something out. I like just like stuff like that in general, just trying to have like figure things out, you know, like all that stuff is what I worked on. But it wasn't until I basically tried to pursue most things that we, I feel like, in capitalism, Western society, America, we're taught to pursue, which is money, which is like sex, which is like, or the S word, S-E-X, like spell it out for like censorship purposes, whatever. if it's power or like fame, clout, whatever. And I just kind of learned, I don't know, from, I feel like I had a lot of things. I feel like I experienced a decent amount of things, and I've checked a decent amount of things off of my list already. And I can tell that even if I had an abundance more of it, like if I have what I experienced tenfold, outside of money, nothing else would really change. And there's nothing else that I really want more of tenfold anyway, you know, outside of money. So like, that's when I realized, like, and the only reason it's money is so I can just survive better and just have better essentials and just provide for my loved ones and my family. It's not so I can buy a Lamborghini. It's so I can buy a home, because you need on average what, 160,000 now? Is that what I saw last, to buy a home in America? Average home is like $160,000 or something like that. Like that's crazy. When people used to buy homes for 80, they used to buy homes for 7, they used to buy homes for 14, they used to buy homes for 35, they used to buy homes for, you know what I mean, like 60, they used to buy homes for 80. I might have said 80 already, but now it starts at 106. That's average. 200,000, I feel like, is average in like where I grew up. Like I feel like 200,000 is average now, and I'm just like, wow, like they're 3-bedroom homes. Like that's one more bedroom than what I have right now in a townhouse that I pay $1,500 for, like between two people, and one bathroom. We have 2.5 bathrooms. So it's like, wow, 3 beds, 1 bath is now worth 200,000 in 2024, or you could even say 2023, 2022. Like that's crazy to me. But hey, like before I get too sidetracked, you know, like I just say all that to say, like, the reason why I really had my faith restored is because I feel like everything just kind of either left me still feeling empty, still feeling like I needed to chase it, or feeling like, you know, there was no end goal with that thing. And basically getting confirmation that Jesus Christ was a real person. And that's, I guess, something we can debate, you know what I mean? Like, if you want to, like, send me information or something that, you know what I mean, opposes that or disproves that, then please send it. I've got confirmation from Google saying that Jesus Christ is real. I got a book by a professor called Bart Ehrman called Did Jesus Exist, where he proves Jesus is real. You can say quote unquote prove. So it's like, I don't know, there's non-God believers or non Jesus is God believers that believe Jesus was real. So debatable again, like I said, but yeah, that's where I'm at with my faith, and that just kind of strengthens it. And yeah, so yeah, with that being said, yeah, I'll have to continue this podcast. But yeah, with that being said, I just had my faith restored that way, because it didn't seem like there was much hope for anything else. And with God, there is always hope, and that's always one thing that has been true of God, is that there's hope. So yeah, I try to focus on hope. And yeah, the whole overarching point of this podcast too, because I got a little sidetracked, is that people are going to do what they want. They're going to say what they want. They're going to think what they want. They're going to have their own opinion, their own mindset and ideas and everything, regardless of if you provide valid points, regardless of if what you say disproves everything they say, regardless of if it makes sense for you to continue on, regardless of anything, people are going to be people, and they're going to have their own opinion. You know, they're going to, as the old saying, they're going to have their own wits about them. And that's completely fair, and that's completely fine. That's what God, in my opinion, gave us, our own wits about them or ourselves. Otherwise, we'd all think the same, believe the same, do the same. I think that's why we have free will. I do think that if I raise my hand and decide to slap myself, that was me that chose that and not someone else that chose me to do that. And like, hey, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't know. I feel like I think a lot. I'm an overthinker anyway. I try to think less. But yeah, I think that at the end of the day, you just got to do what you got to do. And like, I've been someone that's waited for people on my side to like either oblige or like, I don't know, kind of get on the same type of time as me. Or like, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who's tuning in. It doesn't matter. I mean, like, of course, like, anyone that supports my podcast, it supports anything I do, I support back, and you all matter, so thank you. But I'm saying, in general, like, it doesn't matter what the numbers look like. What matters is what I'm getting off my chest real, is what I'm getting off my chest connecting with someone, is what I'm getting off my chest enlightening someone, is what I'm getting off my chest relating to someone, is what I'm getting off my chest soothing to someone, is what I'm getting off my chest therapeutic and relieving or transformative for someone. Like, that's what's most important. Like, because it's so easy to get removed from the impact that you have to make. And shout out Large Bodge, like, because I'm listening to him on this Nile Naga podcast, and they're talking about their upbringing, and he said the same thing. Like, after he lost his brother from a car accident, like, he realized how much of an impact on others you have. And just kind of talking about, like, self-deletion, you know, like, you have an impact that you make on others, whether you like it or not, or whether it's your parents or anyone you come across, or anyone that just has even a slight positive impact on you. You being gone, if they truly care about you, is going to impact them negatively, and it is what it is. Like, you have to understand you matter, and you should be grateful, you know what I mean? Because you do matter, and your life matters, and what you have to do matters. And even if you're doing things and it's just you doing it, like, that matters just as much as if you have 100,000 people doing it alongside you, or supporting you, or watching you and telling you, keep going, keep going, keep going. Doesn't matter if you're the only one driving, swerving, doing drifts, doing donuts, or if you're in a NASCAR freaking 500 or whatever, like, you know what I mean? Do what you gotta do. So yeah, that's pretty much what I wanted to come on here and say real quick. This is a quick one. Yeah, if you have any topics you want to hear, or you want to hop on here, let me know. But otherwise, this has been a quick episode. I'm going to try and keep future ones this way. So yeah, let me know what you think. Deuces.